2,000 happy Chicago high school students are getting a little taste of normal life this weekend. They're going to prom at a unique venue, Soldier Field. WBEZ's Linda Lutton tags along.
It's been a year where many kids have barely gotten out of pajamas, Zoom classes, remote learning, but you would not know that last night.
I have an emerald green velvet suit.
The seniors were dressed to the nines. There were mermaid gowns, so many sequins, matching makeup, matching masks. Jaquelion Baker donned pants and a jacket in a galaxy print.
Purple and black and pink and spicy. Colors. Yeah, the galaxy colors, you know. You look up to the stars, you're going to see me.
I'm wearing a long red dress. It was so hard to find it. I've been wanting this dress for the longest. And
prom queen Belen Chavez is surrounded by towering stadium seats. She's clutching her sparkly shoes because no heels allowed near the actual field at Soldier Field.
It's a great opportunity to at least have something to celebrate, like somewhere safe, and also like be around people that I haven't seen in months. I haven't seen some of my friends in a year. So I'm very thankful because they gave us this opportunity and found a way to have a celebrate our prom.
The prom goers all attend one of 17 high schools run by the Noble Network of Charter Schools. Noble scheduled 9 proms last night and 8 more tonight. Each of their campuses gets 1 hour inside Soldier Field with a Chicago Bears DJ playing music, arches made of balloons set up for pictures. Constance Jones is the head of Noble Schools. She says last year was tough. No traditional proms or graduations.
Those milestones are important after 4 years of high school. So we just decided to go all out this year for the class of 2021 and provide them with hopefully an iconic prom experience at one of the most iconic places in Chicago, Soldier Field.
Jones acknowledges it's more a promenade than a prom. That's because mainly kids swoosh and sway in their fancy outfits through the gates of Soldier Field, down the hallways, and onto the field and the Jumbotron, taking cell phone pictures the whole way. But there's no dinner, no dance.
You know, definitely a different type of prom, but you know what? Everything over this past year has been different, so it's kind of in line with that.
Jasmine Kriget said she was happy with even an hour of prom. She's been waiting for this moment since she was a little kid.
And everybody looks so pretty, so it's nice to see your friends and everybody else just look so good.
And seeing classmates not on a screen brought a whole range of emotions for Ashley Arroyo.
Excited, but also a little bit nervous. It's been a while since I've been around people, so I was like, oh, how close can I get to people? And it's just like, the first thing is like, oh, I want to hug them, but it's just like, can I?
No hugs, really. No slow dances, temperature taken at the door. But hey, prom! Another 1,000 students will get an hour of prom tonight at Soldier Field. A little taste of something almost normal at the end of a pandemic school year and the end of their high school career. Linda Lutton, WBEZ News.